everyone, and welcome to episode 52 of the Great Escape Minute, the daily podcast where we dig into the Great Escape 1 minute at a time. I'm Rob, and once again, Tom is still in the cooler. Hopefully he'll be back with us next week. But joining me today to discuss the Great Escape is, once again, is Tony Kogan from Coogs Reviews. Welcome back, Tony.
Yeah, thanks for being back on.
All right. We had a great discussion yesterday, and we will continue from where we left off yesterday. Minute 52 begins with the group of Danny Mac, Willie, and Roger contemplating what to do with the dirt, and goes all the way till Ashley Pitt describes his plan of how he's actually going to be able to dispose of this dirt. So yesterday we discussed the fact that the four of them were sitting in the library trying to figure out what they're going to do with the discrepancy in the coloring of the dirt between the dirt in the compound and the dirt in the tunnels. They haven't come to a conclusion yet. Willie brought up an idea of putting it under the huts, but that was shot down by Mac because of the fact that he has seen people measuring, or guards measuring the amount of dirt underneath the various huts. So they're all trying to think. Willie brings up another suggestion. He goes, well, maybe we can dry it up to be the same color. What's great is, as you mentioned yesterday, the whole idea of moisture, but here they're actually confirming that fact, that it has to do with, they're establishing the fact that the dirt is wet. You know, it's something that would take a while to dry up, especially with Danny's next comment, because Danny says, well, we have 50 tons of it. That's a hell of a lot of dirt.
Yeah.
You know,
And we wouldn't even know how long it would take to just dry out just a small part of it, you know, and even then you'd have to, you know, right, as quickly as possible, it needs to be massively spread out, and saying that it will be noticed pretty much immediately.
Yeah, and again, we're not just talking about the idea of just making the, you know, drying out the dirt, but the idea that they have to deal with 50 tons of dirt regardless, you know, even if you don't have to dry it out, they have to find a way to hide 50 tons of dirt. Which in itself is pretty crazy, if you think about it. I guess that's what they got. You know, when you're going to be digging three tunnels at once, you have a lot of dirt. So then Willie says, oh, I was just thinking out loud. And then, it's funny the way Roger says it. Roger then responds, well, if you're going to think, for God's sake, think clearly. Meaning, well, we don't need silly answers. You know, think of something that makes sense. You know, think the whole thing through. Which shows a lot about Roger's personality. You know, he's a person that, okay, I'm going to think of a plan, and this is what we're going to do. And we're going to think of feasible things to do. Don't give me ideas that aren't feasible.
Yeah. There's clearly that bit of frustration that in his mind of having to respond to, like, these a little more stupid, ridiculous ideas and the stress of having to deal with all these logistics. You see that some of it is starting to get to him.
Yeah, exactly. There's no question about that. And then he snaps at them and goes, well, where the devil is Ashley Pitt? You know, Roger is not one who we see very frustrated throughout the entire movie. And this is one of the few scenes where he is somewhat frustrated. He still knows what he wants to do, but it brings up another question that I thought about, because They've dug tunnels in other camps beforehand. This is not the first time. Is this the first time that they're actually coming up with the issue that the moisture, that the dirt is going to be darker? You'd think that they would have that anywhere they are.
It depends where they've been in the area which is more wet, where the soil is. What is notable, a contrast between soil and soil on the surface.
Right. No, I agree, but I don't think that the topography of Germany and Poland, I mean, right now, this they're in Poland here, but it shouldn't be that different. You know, you'd think that they would have come across this at least once before.
Yeah. But it's not really topography.
Danny's dug 17 tunnels.
Yeah, it wasn't really topography. I was thinking the weather. There's areas that have more rain, and that would make the surface soil have maximum level of moisture to the subsurface soil.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that is possible. Right, and then Max starts thinking out loud. He's saying, well, we can't destroy it, and we can't eat it, which is thankful, you know, because that would be a lot of eating of dirt if you really needed to do that. 50 tons, you know, I think that if they all were eating the dirt, they wouldn't be able to get out of the tunnel in the end because they would all gain so much weight from all this dirt.
And have so many gastrointestinal.
If they survive.
I have some gastrointestinal issues.
Yeah, probably. Maybe they have a gastroenterologist there that can help them out, you know. And then he goes, well, the only thing left to do is camouflage it. You know, he goes, that's as far as his thinking takes him. And it actually makes sense what he's saying. You know, he's thinking clearly and he's looking at it and he's saying, well, you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, what can you do with it? And, you know, trying to find a way to cover it up and camouflage it is a great suggestion. At that point, the door opens and Ashley Pitt comes in. Roger snaps at him. He says, didn't they teach you anything about promptness in the Royal Navy? Yeah. Which is sort of his jab at Ashley Pitt.
Yeah, even though they're all like, whatever, there's still these tensions between the different branches of the armed forces.
Yeah. I mean, they've mentioned it numerous times that he's one of the only Royal Navy officers that's in the camp. Yeah, I like the way that this movie switches between formal and informal between them all the time. You know, sometimes you know you're dealing with military structure, and sometimes you're not. It might be a little inconsistent along the way, but it still works.
It's sensitive. It also is very of whether they need to have that more disciplined mindset or whether they can be more informal.
Right. And, you know, he walks into the room and basically says, well, you'll never believe it, but I already have a solution. So the first question is wait a second. Did they just discover this issue right now? Shouldn't, you know, how did Ashley Pitt already know about it and he never mentioned it to anybody else?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's all they were only discussing it now, but it must have been like a niggling thought in the back of their minds, thinking, what are we going to do with all of this dirt? So he must have had...
Because it's a different color. Right. And then he continues by going, well, the problem is that we have to get rid of all this tunnel dirt over in the compound. And Roger goes, well, of course, that's what we need to do. And at that point, you notice, and this is the first time I've noticed that this, even though I've seen this movie dozens of times, you know, he actually has a blanket draped over his arm. And he basically, you know, hands it over to one of the other prisoners, you know, asks them to spread it out. So Willie then takes it and spreads it out on the floor. And then Ashley Pitt turns around, puts something over his neck. You can't really tell what it is. And then he turns around and you see he's got a strap around his neck. And on each side of the strap, he has two socks that are connected to it. But again, I love the detail here that you know, they're putting the blanket on the ground so that if they're putting dirt on the ground, it's not going to be noticed by the guards who are just going to be coming in and walking in. You know.
They can just scoop it up.
Exactly. You can scoop it up and then go outside and just go outside and wave the blanket and everything goes goes away. You don't have that problem anymore. So then he gets closer and starts explaining his plan. He says, now what you do is you fill these bags with dirt from the tunnel. And then you're wearing them inside your pants. And that's where the minute ends. They don't give us that much detail as to what he's going to be trying to do. Again, it's really strange that this isn't something that they've never had to deal with beforehand. You know, in all of the escapes that any of these characters have tried over the course of, you know, their years of imprisonment, they've all had to deal with the dispersal of dirt. And as I mentioned earlier, Danny has already stated that he has dug 17 tunnels. So if he's dug 17 tunnels, that means that he himself has this much experience dealing with this type of thing. So, I don't know, it's hard for me to buy the fact that this is the first time that they've ever had to deal with this type of issue and to think about how to get rid of 50 tons of dirt. even if in the past they've only done one tunnel at a time. So if it's 50 tons of dirt for three tunnels, so that's still 17 tons. That's still a lot of dirt you got to figure out how to get rid of.
Yeah, well, part of me is thinking that's in the past, you know, when they talk about putting it under the huts or almost which they've done that, maybe that's what they'd have done in the past, but they know that the guards have cottoned onto how they do in the past, and they're making sure that they can't do those techniques in this instance.
Ah, so you're saying that because this camp is supposedly higher security because of the high risk, so, you know, a lot of the things that they've used in the past are not relevant anymore because of the way that they built this camp and the way they run this camp.
Yeah, those they'd be expecting those what they've done before, so they have to be more covert about it.
Okay, there is something to that. I'm trying to remember from the book, you know, about whether they mention what they've done, you know, whether this was something brand new for this particular escape or not. You know, whether this was something that they've done in the past with dispersal. I'll have to check that before we come back tomorrow. You never know what the answer is to that. It gives you a lot to think about from that perspective, you know, because they are so adept at what they've been doing, that they have to think of different ways to get rid of. Here, I found the place in the book that discusses it, and they actually mention the fact that they're talking the difference in the color is different in the book in real life. They're talking about the fact that they have gray sand as opposed to the tunnel sand, which is a yellowish type of soil. Interesting. I never would think that it would be yellowish.
It's only be the chemical composition of the soil. We'd need to know what's the exact structure, the moisture structure, any impact from animals or just any other conditions that could have affected the soils, the soil color.
Right. No, but based on what I'm looking at in the book, this is something that they hadn't dealt with before. You're right. Because the name of the guy who was in charge of dispersal in the real camp was named Fawnshaw. Because they were discussing about how they need to destroy the sand. And he said, well, you don't have to destroy it. All you have to do is camouflage it. And then, you know, he explains to them the whole thing about putting the dispersal bags, you know, around the neck and stuff like that. So the way that it's stated in the book, this is something that it's possible that he knew about before, this guy Fawnshaw, but it's not something that was common knowledge. So maybe that's what, I mean, in the movie, it's also effective to show us the way that they're doing it, you know, to let the viewer see how they're actually going to be dispersing it. I mean, we're going to talk about it over the course of the rest of the week of how they actually do it. But I do like the way that they show us in detail about how this is all done. So, Tony, you have anything else for this minute?
Again, I think it's on my... We'll talk about next time.
Okay.
Next time.
All right, great. So do you want to once again tell people how they can get in touch with you?
Way to get to find my stuff is over my site, which is kubernetes.wordpress.com. And then you can also go over to the LAM, where I run the director's chair feature.
All right, excellent. And while you're doing that, you can go to our Facebook page and talk to us at The Cooler, or you can send us an email, thegreatminute@gmail.com. Our website is thegreatescapeminute.com, and our Twitter account is greatescapemxm. So, until tomorrow, tally-ho!
Tally-ho.